Exclusive. DeSantis will issue emergency order barring state licenses for Florida facilities that house illegal alien children from Biden border crisis. By Matthew Boyle on December 10, 2021. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will take a major step on Friday morning to stop the influx of illegal aliens claiming to be unaccompanied children into his state thanks to Democrat President Joe Biden's secret nighttime flights. Breitbart News has learned exclusively from the governor's team. DeSantis's administration, through the Florida Department of Children and Families, DCF, will issue what is called an emergency order blocking the issuance or renewal of state licenses to DCF facilities throughout the state of Florida if any of those facilities are currently housing illegal migrant children, or illegal migrants claiming to be children, that the Biden administration flew into Florida. DeSantis will appear in Jacksonville on Friday morning at a press conference to announce the new order as well. And the governor's office conveyed to Breitbart News just how significant of a development this policy represents. The mission of the Florida Department of Children and Families, DCF, is to protect the health, safety, and well-being of Floridians, especially children, DeSantis spokeswoman Christina Pushaw told Breitbart News on Thursday evening. To this end, DCF licenses facilities that house children whose families are unable to care for them. As a state agency, DCF serves the people of Florida. Diverting resources away from kids in need in Florida to illegal aliens being smuggled here by the Biden administration for clandestine resettlement does not serve the people of our state. Under the new emergency rule, the federal government's resettlement of illegal aliens, unaccompanied minors, from outside Florida does not constitute evidence of need as required for issuance or renewal of a state license for a child care facility. Therefore, no licenses shall be issued or renewed with respect to any child care agency that provides services to illegal aliens transported to Florida from outside our state. This emergency order is the next step after an executive order DeSantis signed at the end of September outlining steps he was taking to protect Floridians from illegal migration and the effects of it. In Section 8 of that executive order, DeSantis ordered DCF to begin investigating this matter and to develop plans on how to stop what Biden is doing. Now, DCF is rolling this new rule out just after one of the migrants Biden brought in who claimed to be a child but was actually an adult allegedly murdered a Florida man. He allegedly stabbed the man to death after Biden's team placed the 24-year-old migrant, who claimed he was 17, with a father of four in Jacksonville. What's more, these licensed DCF facilities in question are supposed to care for displaced Florida children who do not have parents or legal guardians. But Biden's open border policies have perverted their purpose to be used to house and care for unaccompanied, underage illegal alien children. So, now, such facilities will not be able to operate under this emergency order if they are housing illegal alien children that Biden sent there, and will lose their licenses. We hope this action will serve as a deterrent to the Biden administration's massive human smuggling operation, while protecting Florida's most vulnerable kids. Pushaw, DeSantis's spokeswoman, told Breitbart News. Governor DeSantis will continue to use his lawful authority to stand up for Floridians in the face of the Biden administration's dereliction of its duty to enforce our country's immigration laws. This massive escalation between the DeSantis and the Biden administrations when it comes to migrants comes as the Biden team had ended former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policies, welcoming millions of illegal aliens to stream across the border, including many children or migrants who claim to be children. Instead of keeping prospective asylum seekers or other unaccompanied children in Mexico while they await their cases to be adjudicated by immigration judges, as Trump did, Biden has restarted and accelerated the failed catch-and-release policies from the Barack Obama presidency. As part of releasing these migrants into the United States, Biden's team has arranged for secret nighttime flights across America to resettle them in cities and towns nationwide, with destinations like Chicago, Denver, Minneapolis, New York City, Yakima, Washington, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. U.S. government-contracted planes transport migrants from the border and into the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, field offices around the country. These migrants are often later released from these destinations, Fox News reported in September. These flights are made by Aero Airways, which is a major government contractor. The airline also transports migrants around the country in the custody of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, for children. The migrants released into the U.S. after taking these flights add up to at least tens of thousands of individuals. DeSantis's team told Breitbart News that the governor and his staff have been able to identify at least 70 such secret nighttime flights the Biden administration arranged filled with migrants that have landed this year in Jacksonville alone, and that it is unclear just how many such flights have touched down in Florida since Biden flung the southern border open. Biden and his administration do not inform the governor or local law enforcement of these flights, so the governor and his team rely on local sources for information around the state. The flights land in low-traffic areas of airports secretly in the middle of the night and contain anywhere from 30 or so migrants to as many as more than 100 on some flights. Similar flights have been landing all across America, too, including in New York, where the New York Post estimated in an October piece that between August 2021 and that piece's publication date, the secret flights brought as many as 2,000 or more migrant children into the New York City area at the Westchester County Airport. One illegal migrant who was actually a 24-year-old man but posed as a child to get into America and was flown courtesy of the Biden administration to Jacksonville, Florida, is now in jail awaiting trial after being arraigned on murder charges for allegedly stabbing to death the man who opened his home to the young man. That 24-year-old migrant, Yuri Noel Medina Ulloa, posed as a 17-year-old to get into America and onto a plane courtesy of Biden's Department of Health and Human Services to Jacksonville, where he later, according to police, stabbed Francisco Javier Queller, a 46-year-old father of four who took in Ulloa after Ulloa used a false identity to claim he was a child. Ulloa allegedly attempted to cross the border in March of this year but was turned back by authorities. He tried again in May 2021, using a fake name and identity in which he claimed he was 17 years old instead of 24, and was, thanks to Biden's open borders policies, able to slip past detection and vetting and get into the United States. When he was first arrested for the murder, Ulloa even gave that same fake identity to police in Jacksonville. But officials later discovered his true identity and he was arraigned on the murder charges on November 4. It is unclear how many more potential murderers or other potential criminals, and unclear how many adults posing as teenagers, Biden and his administration have resettled in Florida and elsewhere around America for that matter. DeSantis has been aggressive in asking for the Biden administration to answer questions about this and has formally requested that they cease this practice immediately. Biden has, according to some reports, by the end of October, already released more than 500,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. interior this year alone. While Floridians are working to ensure that criminal aliens are not released back into our communities, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, appears to be hard at work resettling ever larger numbers of illegal aliens who have no lawful status under federal immigration law from the southwest border to Florida. DeSantis wrote in an August 26 letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. I ask that DHS immediately cease any further resettlement of illegal aliens in Florida and that the aliens instead be removed from the United States or resettled in states that support the administration's continued flouting of our immigration laws. Later in the letter, DeSantis noted he was under no illusion that Mayorkas and Biden would voluntarily stop flying migrants into Florida. And so he demanded the administration at least provide state and local officials with critical details about the illegal aliens the Biden team is resettling in Florida. That information includes the number of such illegal aliens, each of their names and the addresses at which they are being resettled, and the names and addresses of any of their sponsors hosting them. DeSantis asked for the dates and locations of each of these illegal aliens' removal proceedings, any criminal record history, and for any coronavirus pandemic testing data and information on them, among other critical details. The Biden team has thus far provided none of this. If the Biden administration begins formally cooperating with law enforcement and state and local officials in Florida, the new DCF emergency order that DeSantis is rolling out on Friday morning will allow for licensure of DCF facilities under the proper legal framework. But until then, Biden's migrant crisis will cause any facilities housing such illegal aliens to lose their ability to operate. The rule does provide that a license might be granted for a state facility housing unaccompanied minors only if the state of Florida and the federal government were to enter a cooperative agreement requiring the Biden administration to consult with Florida's state government in advance of any resettlement operation, Pusha, the governor's spokeswoman, told Breitbart News. Given the level of secrecy and refusal to share information about illegal alien resettlement that we have experienced thus far from the Biden administration, it is fair to assume that such an agreement would be very unlikely. Moreover, the state of Florida has no obligation to enter or renew any agreement with the U.S. government to allow resettlement of unaccompanied minors in Florida.